basic feature of that budget is the lifting of the subsidization, that the government is not supporting any kind of services or basic needs, especially bread and gas. The price of bread in Sudan right now is tripling. It is from 2 Sudanese pound to 4 Sudanese pound. The gas also is very high, and also, I mean, the cooking materials as well. So for that, people are protesting every day. And I think they're planning for the big gathering and the big protest will be after tomorrow, on Wednesday. This is a message to the government that the citizen, the normal people, cannot afford to pay for these services and these prices. And they are asking the government to intervene first to stop lifting the subsidization, especially on the basic needs and medical drug, on bread and gas as well.
The economic crisis caused the protest that brought down former President al-Bashir. Now, can you explain what does it mean when they say that the government has decided to change the criteria for determining the selling price of bread to be based on the kilogram instead of the loaf of bread? What does that mean?
It means one thing, that is the government is no longer sustaining or the price. They are not providing an assistance to the normal people, affording to buy the food, the bread, because one piece of bread right now is 4 Sudanese pound, which is beyond the financial capacity for any normal family, even middle-class family. They cannot afford that, especially in the urban areas, in towns, cities, and urban areas. And the government is no longer giving subsidization for that. They don't subsidize the bread. They don't subsidize the medical drugs and medication. They have not subsidized the oil and gas. So, I mean, the government is withdrawing. And this is basically the prescription of the IMF and the World Bank. Sudan cannot borrow any loan from the World Bank, from the IMF, unless fully lifting the subsidy to the basic needs. It will be like by the normal, the mechanism of the market will take place. The social unrest is expected to expand.
The issue of fuel and gas, is it because there's the lack of fuel or gasoline, or because there's a lack of foreign exchange? What is responsible for shortage of gasoline?
The government policies, they relay that, refer that to the market balance and the market power. Right now, the international price. The Sudanese people is buying the gas and oil according to the international price, which is is not fixed. Every time is fluctuating. Right now, in the last week, they increased the price of the oil and gas, and the international market, if the international market goes up, then the local prices in Sudan goes up as well.